Today's year in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Hey, and we're learning today Lilo Nishmas Joseph Saul Oppenheimer Shalom Yonah ben Osher. His yard site was a little while ago, but unfortunately the name was just submitted to me now. So I'm very sorry that we didn't say that on his yard site, which was September 22nd. And as well, Julius Stern Yehuda ben Meir. His yard site was last Friday, October 2nd. And B'ezus Hashem, all the neshamos we learned for should have an aliyah from our learning. We remind ourselves that we are in the middle of a five-way machlokas, five different shittos as to how the din of Baal Ta'acher is practically applied in various situations. And the Gemara is going to start off, we're going to begin from the third line down from Hey Omer Aleph. It tells us the Tanakama, the Rebbe Shimon, it's a mistake to have the words Ben Elozer there, it's Rebbe Elozer, the Rebbe Shimon. That's who the Tana is, and here we're not talking about that Tana, we're talking about the father, Rabbi Shimon. So the words Ben Elozer are in parentheses appropriately, they shouldn't be here as a printer's mistake. In any event, the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon have to explain how they learned the din of Tashlumim Liatzeres Minolhu. The end of yesterday's share, we derived the din of Tashlumim, that even though Shavuos is only one day, you still have a six-day Tashlumim period, a makeup period of time to bring the Korban Chagig if you weren't able to bring it on Shavuos. So according to the Shittos that we brought down yesterday, the reason why the Pasuk, the Chag HaMatzos, B'Chag HaShavuos, and B'Chag HaSukkos was written, it would seem to be extraneous according to the Shitta of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elozer ben Yaakov. And therefore, and Rashi points out, also extraneous according to the Shitta of Rabbi Elozer ben Shimon, because he had said that there's only one yontif that has to go by in order to be able to Baal Ta'acher, and therefore he had the other words in the Pasuk to teach us the din of Tashlumim. So those three shittas are okay. They have a clear explanation how we know Tashlumim by Shavuos, that you have the extra 6 days after Shavuos is over. There's no Cholamayit, so you have the, need the Pesukim to teach us the extra 6 days. But the Gemara says, the Tanakama, whose shita was that you need those Pesukim to teach us that it's three Yomim Tovim, and Rabbi Shimon, who needed them to teach us that it's three Yomim Tovim in the right order, with Sukkos being the last. You have to have Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkos in that order to be over Baal Ta'acher. So sometimes it was three, sometimes four, sometimes five Yomim Tovim that could go by before you're over Baal Ta'acher. So how did they learn out Tashlumim? How did they learn out this din that there is a makeup period of time, Tashlumim Liatzeres Minoluhu? That's the Gemara's question today. And the Gemara answers, they learn it out from the following drasha. Nafka luhu midetane Rabba Bar Shmuel. They learn out from the drasha of Rabba Bar Shmuel. What was that drasha? The Tani Rabba Bar Shmuel. Rabba Bar Shmuel learned the following braisa. Amra Torah Mene Yomim the Kadesh Chodesh. The Torah tells us in regards to Rosh Chodesh, Mene Yomim, count the days. As Rashi points out from the Pasuk in Bamidbar, it says Ad Chodesh Yomim. A month is either 29 days or 30 days. You have to count. Sometimes it'll be 29, sometimes it'll be 30. We don't have a 29 and a half days as the months of a Chodesh. It's either going to be sometimes 6 months are roughly 29 days, and 6 months roughly are 30 days. It could actually be anywhere between 4 to 8 of each type, but in the average, and the way our calendar is set up, it's usually 6 months of 29-day months and 6 months of 30-day months. So you have to go and count the days of the month before you get to the next Rosh Chodesh. And then, Mekadesh Chodesh. And then you can go and be Mekadesh the Chodesh by bringing the Korbanos for that Rosh Chodesh, the seer of Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, the Gemara tells us that the Pasuk tells us you have to count the days and you have to then be Mekadesh the Chodesh. Bnei Yomim, Mekadesh Atzeres. And similarly, we have the same idea that you have to count the days before Shavuos and then you can be Mekadesh the Atzeres, you can be Mekadesh Shavuos. So we have the similar wording here to teach us the following Hekish. Ma Chodesh Leminuyav, just like a Chodesh, you have to count by the days, so to Af Atzeres Leminuyav, so to Shavuos is going to be counted by its counting period, Shavuos Shavuos Tispar Lach. So it's counted by 7 days a week. And therefore, just as Rosh Chodesh, by counting up the days, you get to one day of Rosh Chodesh, so too you count up the weeks, 7 weeks, and then you get to the Yontif of Shavuos, which is also for 7 days. Now, how was it for 7 days? The Torah tells us only one day Yontif for Atzeres, for Shavuos, so therefore the 7 days is the Tashlumin period of time, the first day plus the additional 6 days. That's the drasha, this brisa that Rabba Bar Shmuel taught us. Now, we're asked on this. Moses says, maybe, Hey Matzeres, Chad Yoma. Wait a second. We also count 49 days. It's not just Shavuos, Shavuos. It's 49 days that you're counting from Pesach until Shavuos. So maybe Shavuos is just one day. You're counting 29 or 30 days till you get to the one day of Rosh Chodesh, and you count 49 days till you get to the one day of Shavuos. If the Hekesh is to teach us whatever you counted, that's how long the ultimate thing that you're reaching is. You're counting days, so therefore Rosh Chodesh is a day. Well, here you're counting days, so Shavuos should be just one day, not the 7-day Tashlumin period. So the Gemara answers, Omar Rava. Rava tells us that that's incorrect. Wait a second. By Shavuos, you can't ignore the fact that it says Shavuos, Shavuos, Tispar Loch. You have to count 7 days. So it isn't something that you can just delete or ignore that pasuk. So yes, it does say the single days. You have to count 49 days. But the Iker, the Yontif, is called Shavuos. So you can't ignore the Iker. And therefore, the unit of counting to get to Shavuos is not days, but the unit of counting to get to Shavuos is weeks. The Hamar Mar, as Rava answers further, because we learn, now the Mar here, if you look in the Gemara, where this similar Gemara is found in Menachos on Daf Samach Vav, and Chagiga on Daf Yud Zayin, the Girsa there is not the Hamar Mar, it's the Hamar Abayi, that's the actual Girsa. And the Duke Sofrim, they bring down that some Girsas of our Gemara say the same thing over here, not the Hamar Mar, but the Girsa is actually the Hamar Abayi. In any event, the Mar Abaye said, Mitzvah l'mimne yome, u mitzvah l'mimne shvue. We have a mitzvah to count both. We have to count the days, that's 49 days, but we also have an obligation to count the weeks. When we count Sfiras Omer, we have to count both. That's Teretz number one. Furthermore, v'od, chag shavuos ksiv, the yontif is known as Shavuos, which tells us, which is essentially the lead-up, if you wish, to Shavuos. It's not something that you can delete and ignore the fact that there are the 7 weeks. So therefore, Rava explains, in the name of the Mar, in the name of Abaye, that in fact this is appropriate, that this Hekesh, that just like Yemenei Yomim to Rosh Chodesh, and then Yemekadish to Chodesh, so too Yemenei, not Yomim, but Yemenei the unit, which is the Shavuos, and then Yemekadish Atzeres, so it has to have a 7-day period of Kiddusha as well, which is the one day of the actual Yontif of Shavuos, where there's an Issur of Malacha, but then there's the 6 days of Tashlumin that come afterwards. So now we reconcile that all 5 of the Shittos that we brought down can learn out the din of Tashlumin, of Shavuos. Fine. Gemara continues with a question that we had addressed yesterday, so we'd get to today. We had listed in the Braisa all of the things that potentially are subject to the din of Baal Tiachar, that you have the different 5 Shittos, how many regalim have to pass? 1 regel, 2 regels, which specific 1 regel, which 3 regels, in what order of the 3 regels, the 5 Shittos that we had. So we listed there that one of the things that's included in potentially, if when you pass the regel, you're over Baal Teacher, we said was Pesach. So the Gemara asked, Pesach, the Korban Pesach, as we pointed out the question yesterday. Korban Pesach is shechted on Yudalit in the afternoon and is eaten on Tezvav at night. If you don't bring it then, it's too late. You don't have to have Baal Teacher by waiting a certain number of regalim. You're instantly over. You didn't bring your Korban Pesach. So the Gemara asks, so Pesach bar mikrav b'regolim hu? What does Pesach have to do with this din of Baal Teacher that it was listed there in the Braisa as being one of the potential korbanos or mitzvos that you would be over Baal Teacher if you didn't do it within the certain set time of the regolim? Pesach zimno kviyale ikrivei. Again, the Korban Pesach, you have one specific time to shecht it. You dial it in the afternoon. If you don't shecht it then, it's Ois Pesach. You can't bring it. There's no din of Baal Teacher. If you bring it in the afternoon of your dalit, wonderful. Ikrivei. What? Great. However, the low ikrivei, if you don't bring it on your dalit in the afternoon, it becomes a shlomim. And you can't bring it anymore as a Korban Pesach. So therefore, v'lo ikrivei idchilei, it's pushed aside, and you can never bring it as a Korban Pesach anymore because it's a shlomim now. So why was the Korban Pesach listed in that braisa? So Amar Chissa said, you're right, 100%. Pesach kidei nisva. Pesach came along for the ride. We have certain expressions that we're so used to saying together, such as b'chor maisa Pesach, b'chor maisa Pesach. They come together. We say them every morning, the ezehu mekomam, right? B'chor maisa Pesach, b'chor maisa Pesach. They come together. So the expression is so fluent on our lips. It's like we say gerusha chalutza. They come together, but they're not the same din. They're listed together, but not the same din. We're just used to using those terms together. So sometimes the Gemara actually throws it along. We find this not only over here with the B'chor Ma'isa Pesach, but we find it, as I just mentioned, in other situations where it's not really the din, but it's brought along for the ride. Pesach Kedei Nizba. Pesach was brought along over here. It was just listed, but it really shouldn't have been listed. But since we commonly list those words together, that's why it somehow got thrown into the Brisa. But it was unnecessary because, as you just pointed out, Pesach zimno kvile and has nothing to do with Bal Tiacher. That's Rav Chisson's teretz. Rav Sheshes Amar, now notice he says not Amar Rav Sheshes, because Rav Sheshes isn't disagreeing with Rav Chisda. He's giving a slightly different explanation for it. Rav Sheshes Amar, that's why the Amar comes afterwards, Rav Sheshes Amar, Mai Pesach, Shalmei Pesach. When the Braisa brought down Pesach, it didn't mean the Karban Pesach, because Rav Chisda is 100% right. If it had been Pesach, it would have been Kedei Nizba. It wouldn't have had a purpose. So therefore, he wants to say, instead of it being just the normal fluency of the words that we say them, Bechor Maisa Pesach together, he's saying, no, this Pesach doesn't mean the Korban Pesach, it means Shalmei Pesach. Meaning, it was a Korban Pesach that now became a Shlomim. So we still referred to it as a Pesach, but it's not a Korban Pesach, it's a Korban Shlomim. Now, it has all the dinim of Korban Shlomim. If you don't go bring it within the different five shittos period of time for Bal Tiacher, you would be over Bal Tiacher. Shmuel says, Ihachi, if you're telling me that Pesach ben Shalmei Pesach, so the Braisa already had mentioned Shlomim, Hainu Shlomim. So why do you have to tell me Shlomim twice? You're telling me regular Shlomim, and you're telling me a Shlomim that came from a Pesach? Why would the din be different? Shmuel says, no. The din would be different, and therefore I have to teach both of them. Tonu shlomim haboyim machmas pesach, the tonu shlomim haboyim machmas atzman. It had to tell us both different types of shlomim, a regular shlomim, and a shlomim that comes because it was a korban pesach that now couldn't be brought, so it became a korban shlomim. Why? Because sol kedai techaminoch, if you didn't list them both separately, you know what I would have said? Ho will since umachmas pesach kosu, since this shalmei pesach, the shlomim that were originally a korban pesach, and now became a korban shlomim, I might have thought, we turn to Heyomid Beis, that they are, the din would be exactly Kepesach Damu. I would have said that they had the same exact halacha as their source, which is a Korban Pesach, which would not be a din of Bal Ta'acher. Maybe this is the exception to the rule. All other Korbanos Shlomim, they are included in the din of Bal Ta'acher. But a Shlomim that came about because it once was a Korban Pesach, maybe I might have thought, Sokodai Techaminach, that it in fact should be Kepesach Damu, that it should have the same halacha as the Korban Pesach, that it doesn't. It has the din of a regular shlomim, and there is a din of Bal Tiacher. So that's why, according to Rav Sheshes, Pesach is listed in that brisa. Now the Gemara says, Minohani Mili. How do we know? All of the different mitzvos, it wasn't just korbanos. We had many other mitzvos that were listed in that brisa in yesterday's shir. So how do we know all of those dinim? How do we know that the din of Bal Tiacher applies to all of them? So we're going to darshan this out in the following braisa, the Tana Rabbanim, from the following pasuk. The pasuk is in Devarim, and it tells us, Ki sidor neder l'Hashem elokecha, lo sa'acher l'shalmo, ki doroshi dushenu Hashem elokecha, me'imach v'haya b'chochet. So this pasuk, each word in this pasuk is going to represent a different part of that braisa. So now we'll go through the Gemara, and we'll explain the pasuk in detail. The Tana Rabbanim, because the braisa taught us, Ki sidor neder, the pasuk tells us, if you go and make a neder, so then, Ein li ela neder, that would seem to imply that only a neder is included in this din of Bal Tiacher, as the pasuk says, lo siacher, you're not allowed to delay in bringing it. So that's a neder. A neder is if a person says, hare olai, I take upon myself an obligation, and then he has to go fulfill that obligation. If he designates an animal to fulfill that obligation, let's say he said, I'm going to bring a carbon ola. So he has an obligation to bring a carbon ola. He now designates Bessie to be his carbon ola. So if Bessie dies, he still has an achrayis. He still has a responsibility to go and bring another korban, because he said, hari alai, the responsibility is on me. That's a neder. However, nedova minayin, what about a nedova? That's if a person says, I designate Bessie to be the korban. Now, if Bessie dies, he has no achrayis. He said, Bessie will be the korban. If Bessie's alive, fine, I'll bring it. That's a korban. If Bessie's not alive, then I have no achrayis to it. So that's the difference between a neder and a nedova. But the pasuk only says, ki sidor neder. How do we know that the din applies to a nedova as well, the din of Bal Tiacher? So the Gemara tells us, because it says, nemar kan neder, it says in our pasuk over here, ki sidor neder, the nemar lahalon, and it tells us in a pasuk in Vayikra, it says as well, im neder o nedova. There it compares the two, neder and nedova, or a hekesh, in the same pasuk. And therefore, ma lahalo nedova imo, just like over there, it was teaching us through the hekesh that neder and nedova have the same din. So therefore, we learn that over here in our pasuk in Devarim, avkan nedova imo. So too over here, it is nedova included in the din of ki sidor neder. Tosus asks a good question. How, and the Dibra Masel v'Nemar, he says, Havamotzi lasuya mihayin yona gufe. You could have learned it out from our pasuk over here in Devarim, Perichov Gimel. Kasher nadarta nedova. It says the lashon of nadarta, which is a nadir, and Nedava. So it teaches us intrinsically in Devarim over here, this din, why do we have to go to Vayikra to bring us the Sekish? It's a Kasha. Okay. But the first part of the Pasuk, Ki Sidar Neder, therefore teaches us the din by Neder as well as Nedava, whether you say Hare Alai or you say Hare Zeh. Okay. That's the first part of the Pasuk, Ki Sidar Neder. Then we go to the next part of the Pasuk. It says, La Hashem Elokecha. What is that coming to teach us? This is coming to teach us, Elu Hadomim. If a person says, Domi Yolai or Domcha Olai, that is your value on the slave market. That's what I'm donating to the Hekdesh, to the Tzedakah. Or he says, Ha'arochin. If he says, Erk Yolai or Erkecha Olai, based upon a person's gender and age, there's a certain set amount that the Torah prescribes if a person wants to give such a donation. Or v'hacharomim, we said cherem, there are two types of cherem. You can give a cherem to the Kohen, or you can give a cherem to the Beis HaMikdash. So here we're talking about donations that are given to the Beis HaMikdash. So there's a din of balti acher. And likewise, hekdeshos, if a person's makdish something, says this chair belongs to hekdesh. So all four of these types of donations to the Beis HaMikdash are also included in the din of l'ashem lokecha and balti acher. Rashi points out here that all of these have shem kotche bedekabayis. They're all similar in that they belong to bedekabayis and not brought as korbanos. They are a monetary value that's given to the Beis HaMikdash. V'chulon la'Hashem, ein la'kohanim bohem klum. It says la'Hashem elokecha. They go totally 100% to the kohanim as opposed to a korban. You give a korban shlamim, so the kohen gets the parts that are given to the kohen, the chazeh and the shok. Achatos, the kohanim get to eat everything but the emurim, the sacrificial fats. So therefore, these that are donated to Berek HaBayis are the ones that are La'Hashem Elokecha, are 100% to Hashem Elokecha, and that includes the Domi Olai, the Erek Olai, the Charomim given to the Beis HaMikdash, and other Hekdeshos that are given to the Beis HaMikdash. Then the Pasuk says, Lo Sa'acha L'Shamo, that's the din of Balti Acher. So this teaches us a din, which the Gemara will explain later in the Shia today. Ho V'lo Chilupav. This teaches us that only these Karbanos are involved in the din of Balti Acher, but not Chilupav. Now, Chilupav will be explained, as Rashi says, Lekami Mefarshla, what exactly are we talking about? The exchange, the Chilupim of these items, the exchange of these items, which will be discussed momentarily later in the shir. Okay, then the Pasuk continues. It says, Ki Dorosh Yidrishenu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands that you go and do this. What is this referring to? The din of Balti Acher applies to Elu Chatos, V'yashomos, Olos, U'shlomim. Here, these are the Korbanos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They weren't included in L'Hashem Elokecha because the Kohanim get pieces of all of these. The Kohanim get to eat the Chatos, the Pirchei Kahuna, and the Kohanim get to eat the Chatos and the Ashamos. Those are only allowed to be eaten by the Kohanim. And the Olos Ushlamim. Olos nobody eats, but the hides are given to the Kohanim, or the Balim, and the Shlamim. That is divided up on everybody. The Balim get to eat some, the sacrificial fats are put on the Mizbeach, and the Kohanim get their share. So therefore, all of these couldn't be included in L'Hashem Elokecha, so they are darshened out from the words, Ki Darosh Yidrishenu. Now, what type of Olos and Shlamim are we talking over here? So Rashi explains, this is, the Ola is specifically talking about Kagon Olas Re'iyah, your obligatory Olos. Ushalmei Chagiga, your obligatory Shlamim. Shem Chova, these are obligatory, because if we're dealing with voluntary, that we already learned from Ki Sidor Neder, Delu Dinoda Vinadova Beresha Dekroi Ksive. And he says, Hua Dinami Lebechor Ulemaiser Ulepesach Shem Chova. Included in this drush over here are other obligatory korbanos, like the Bechor and the Maiser and the Pesach. And as we brought down before, the Pesach comes Kidei Nizba, according to the first opinion, or that it's talking about the Shlomim that resulted from the Korban Pesach. Then the Pasuk continues and says again, Hashem Elokecha. This is a reference now to Elu Tzedokos, Umaisros, Ubuchar. This is a reference over here to direct stalker that you're giving to the Beis HaMikdash. Again, it's talking about Bedek HaBayis, or the Maisros. Here, the Maisros we're dealing with, Rashi says, this is a Kroyuseru, the Havel Elamichtav Kidoroshi Dushenu, Ukvar Hashem Kosuv L'mala B'mikra. So we already had L'Hashem Elokecha previously. So Nidrush Be'el Asuye Tztako. So this extra wording over here of Hashem Elokecha again is coming to teach us the Tztakos and the Maisros. And in the Bach, he adds over here Ubuchar. And as well, the Buchar, he includes it over here. Based upon the Pasuk, where it says L'chot Yetztak L'vnei Hashem Elokecha V'yachalt L'vnei Hashem Elokecha Masar Digoncha. So this reference over here, the Maisros, is talking about not Meiser Behema, that was previously mentioned, but it's talking about Meiser de Goncha, the Meiser that you go and take off and actually give his Maaser Sheni, but it applies as well to Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani, as we discussed in yesterday's shir. So that's what the words, the second time, Hashem Elokecha, come to teach us. And finally, the pasuk says, Me'imach, from you, that's a reference to Zeh, Leket, Shichicha, and Peya. Those are those gleanings that fell from your hand. You're not allowed to go pick them up. You leave them for the Ani. The Shichicha is the areas that you forgot. You're not allowed to go and glean them. You have to go and give them to the Ani. And the Peya, the part of the field, Chazal set that up to be 1/60th of the field that you leave over for the Ani as well. So all of these things, if you don't do them in the proper time, you're over Baal Ti'acher as well. And that's darshan from the word me'imach. And finally, the pasuk finishes, and it says, if you don't do this, there'll be a sin in you. And what does it mean, in you? It means that you have done a sin, but the item doesn't become invalid. The item doesn't become pasul. So you have this shlomim that you were over baal te'acher. You can still bring it as a shlomim. The shlomim isn't pasul. You are doing something wrong. You have done something wrong. You have to do tshuva for it. But at the same time, you can still bring the carbon. The carbon doesn't become possible because of the din of Baal Ti'achar. Okay, that's the Brisa, darshing out all the things that we learned in yesterday's Brisa from this pasuk. Gemara continues, and it says, Amamar, lo si'achar l'shalmo. This is the drasha that we just had above, which I said we'd get to now in the Gemara. It says you're not allowed to delay in paying up your obligation, and it said, we darshing out from that, who, lo si'achar l'shalmo, it, you're not allowed to go delay. However, lo chilupa, but not the exchange for it. So, what does this mean? What exchange? Chilupe mai. What exchange are we talking about? I chilupe olo shlomim. If you're telling me it's a tmura, it's an exchange, the classical exchange, that you designated another animal to be the tmura of this ola, right? A person isn't allowed to do that. We mentioned many times the entire Masech the tmura deals with something that you're not allowed to do. If you didn't incorrectly do it, that mesechta wouldn't have to exist. So people do and make mistakes. So you made a tmura. You did a tmura for an ola, or you did a tmura for a shlamin. So the din is that they are mikrav karve. If you have an extra ola from tmura, or an extra shlamin through a tmura, you bring them as a tmura. So therefore, they would be brought. Why would you tell me that the din of lo sa'acher doesn't apply to them? It should apply to them. If you made a chilupin, if you made a tmura, I chilupe chatas, so then the din is lemisa azla. We know that a tmura of a chatas, you can't have two chatos for the same sin. One of them is going to go to die. So therefore, it can never be brought. So why would you think that it would have the din? I need a pasuk to tell me lo sa'ach l'shamu means it doesn't apply to a tmura of a chatas. Of course it doesn't. The halach l'moshe misinai is that the tmura of a chatas is going to die. It's not allowed to be brought as a carbon. And Tosus points out the same thing would apply according to the opinion that says that a tmuras osham also is lemisa, so the same thing would apply to that as well. In any event, it can't be talking about a standard tmura that we do for a ola, a shlomim, or a chatus. So what again is this chilupav over here? Elomai chilupav, the Gemara says, chilupe toda. We're dealing over here with a person who made a tmura on a toda. Now, why is that a problem? The Tani Rabbi Chia learned in the following braisa, toda shenis arva bitmurasa. If a person has a korban toda, the korban toda comes, as we mentioned many times, with four different types of bread. Now, it's a funny word that we use for bread, because actually three of those four types are matzah, and it's only one of those four types of bread that we would call chametz, bread. In any event, that's the generic term that we use for lachme toda, is to include matzah. It's not just what we call lechem. In any event, the 40 breads, the four different types of breads, 10 breads each, that you bring with the carbon toda, are an essential part of the carbon toda. Now, only the carbon toda gets breads. A tmura of a toda is brought without breads. So a person would have his carbon toda, he has to bring that with the breads, and then separately he would bring the tmura of the carbon toda, and that would be brought without any breads. Now here we got a problem. What happens, the Braisa tells us, if the toda that's supposed to be brought with the breads, shenis arva bitmurasa, with the similar type of korban, but it's brought without the breads, and they got mixed together. So normally it wouldn't be a problem if they're both alive. So we say, here are my 40 breads, the four groups of 10 breads each. Whichever korban they're supposed to go with, they go with. You can make that sort of a tanai. But here, the Braisa tells us, umeso achas mihem, one of these two korban todas, the original korban toda or the tmura, dies. But we don't know which one, because they were mixed together, shenis arva. So we don't know which one is which. So now you got a problem. The remaining korban toda can't be brought. Chaverta ein l'takana. There's no way to go bring it, and you're stuck. Why? What are you supposed to do? Hechli of it. likarva, to go and bring that one remaining carbon that you have, the likarv lechem bahada, and to go bring the bread along with it. How can you do that? Maybe dilma tumurahi. Maybe this was the actual tumura carbon that's still remaining alive, and it's not allowed to be brought with bread. So likarv it below lechem. Great. So don't bring the breads, but you can't because dilma toldi. Maybe it was a carbon tolda, and it's not allowed to be brought without the breads. So we're stuck. You can't bring it with bread. You can't bring it without bread. So therefore, that's what it's referring to, that you need this pasuk to tell me that lo sa'achar l'shalmo ho v'lo chilupav. Gemara says, that's not right. V'akivan d'lav basak ravhi k'rol imuti lonali. Wait a second. You're telling me you need a pasuk to tell me that it's not over bal ti'achar? That's the drasha, lo sa'achar l'shalmo ho v'lo chilupav? You can't bring it as a carbon. This is no different than the chattas, which we said, a tmuras chattas can't be brought. It's misa azla, so it's over here. This carbon can't be brought. You're going to leave it till it gets a mum, and it's going to pasture, and then you're going to go bring a ola l'keitz ha-mizbeach. So in this situation, why would I need a pasuk to tell me that you're not allowed to go and bring it? It intrinsically is not allowed to be brought. Krali mute lomali. Why would I need a pasuk to tell me that? So Gemara says, Taka, you're right. Amr Sheshes, Rav Sheshes says, Li olam. In fact, the answer is, Limute chilupe ola ushlamin. No, which we originally said is not the right answer. We're now going to suggest is the right answer. It's talking about a tamura of an ola or ushlamin. Aye, those korbanos have to be brought, so why would you think that they don't have the din of bal ti'acher? Why would the pasuk exclude them? The pasuk, in fact, is wrong in excluding them. So Gemara says, no. You know what we're dealing with? V'ochum ayaskinan. What happened over here? We're not dealing with a regular case of tamura. We're dealing with a situation where the person did not yet bring his carbon. He has been, let's say, we'll take into the sheet as I say, you have to go and wait 3 regalim for you to be over bal ti'acher. So what happened over here? The person delayed. Pesach came, he didn't bring his shlamim, or the ola that he said he would. Shavuos came, he didn't bring the shlamim or the ola. Now, it's another 4 months, until Sukkot comes, and the animal now gets a mum. So, 2 regalim have passed, the humam. The animal now gets a mum. It can no longer be brought. So, you have to go and redeem it. Somebody will purchase it. They'll use it for barbecue meat, not for korban meat. And with the money that you get from that, you now purchase a new ola or shlamim. So it was the Kedusha from this now Baal Mum was transferred over to a new animal. Somebody purchased this animal, and now you took that money and you purchased a new Kedusha animal that's an Ola or Shlomim, whatever you were supposed to bring. And now you still delayed in bringing it. Now Sukkot passes, V'yavarlav Regel Echad. So B'sach HaKol, altogether, 3 regalim have passed. 2 regalim passed with the original animal, and 1 regal now passed with the new substitute animal, the chilupav. Now, I might have thought, so could I techamina, chol mikoach kamakasi, kimandi avrulo shlosh regalim dami. I would have said, maybe, that since 3 regalim have passed, granted 2 with the first animal and 1 with the second animal, but the second animal is coming only because of the karach of the first animal, mikoach kamakasi, so therefore I might have said, taka, 3 regalim have passed, kimandi avrulo shlosh regalim dami, and you're over balti acher, ah! The chiddush of the pasuk is lo siach l'shalmo hu v'lo chilupav kamash palon, that you're not over bal ti'acher yet. Now, if 3 regalim were to pass with this new animal, then you would be over bal ti'acher. So it's not that the din of bal ti'acher doesn't apply at all, but you can't combine the amount of time or the number of regalim that the first animal passed with the after it became a mum now with the new animal that you bring with those regalim. So you don't combine the two. So that's what it means lo siach l'shalmo hu v'lo chilupav. So more questions. That's great, according to the opinions that say that you need 3 regalim. Ulu Rebbe Meir, the Omar, Kivin Shavar Alov Regal Echad over Bavalt Yacher, Michael and Amar, according to Rebbe Meir, who says it's only 1 regal, so how could you have this din of Chilupav according to Rebbe Meir? As soon as the animal passes 1 regal, boom, you're over Bavalt Yacher. It doesn't have a chance to get a mum. Shmuel says, no, I'm a Rava. Rava says, you could have this happen. Know what we're dealing with? It occurred during the regel. So you actually have the mum occurring, let's say, in the morning of the regel. You didn't bring it and in the morning, and now it got a mum. And you didn't bring the substitute animal as well. So according to Rebbe Meir, one might have thought that you're over bal ti'acher. So that's what you need the pasuk for, to tell me who v'lo chilupav. We're dealing according to Rav Meir that it got a mum during the regal, but overall over regal, and the regal passed. So you might have thought, since it came because of the koach of the first animal, before it got the mum, and one regal is enough to be over Balti Acher, and now that regal is over, command the over alay, kule regal dami, kamash will unknow. And even Rav Meir would not say that. Finally, we go back and dash in the last part of the Brice. We said, we said that you did something wrong, but the carbon itself is not invalid. So Gemara says, is this possible? The source of this din? We learn this out from the Acherim. Acherim is not only Reb Meir. The Tanya, it says in the Brice, Acherim Omrim, it says that the Acherim say, some of the reasons that he's called Acher are brought down from the Gemara where he got into a certain sichsuch, and he was sent out of the base manager, so he's known as Acher. Alternatively, because he would learn things from Acher, everybody else was afraid of Acher, Elisha ben Avuya, but Rebbe, who was his Talmud, was able to take the juicy, good fruit and throw away the rind, throw away the peel. That's possibly another reason why Rebbe referred sometimes to as Acherim Omrim. In any event, this opinion of the Acherim is as follows. I might have thought that a Bechor that has passed its year, the Bechor is supposed to be brought in the first year of its life, ideally. I might have thought that if you don't bring it in the first year, that you're in fact not allowed to bring it any longer. You must bring it in the first year. So Talmud Omer, the Pasuk tells us, no. The Pasuk tells us that you shall eat it before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, we don't have the words here in the Pasuk, but it continues, Mamokom Asher Yivchar, L'Shakein Shemo Shom, and then we have the words in our Pasuk, in the Gemara here, Masar Degoncha Tiroshcha V'Yitzarecha, Uvchoroz Bekorcha V'Tzonecha. So it comes to teach us over here, the din of Bechoroz Bekorcha and Tzonecha are the same as Maiser Degoncha. The Maiser Degoncha is the Maiser Sheni. So it comes to teach us that Bechor and Maiser Sheni have the same din. Ma Maiser Sheni eino nifsal mishon lechaverta. Maiser Sheni doesn't become no longer able to be used if you don't use it that year. So you can exchange the money and bring the money up a year later or 2 years later, or if the fruits are preserved, you can bring them up and eat them in Yerushalayim the next time. So just like Maiser Sheni doesn't have an expiration date, so to say, Ma Maiser eino nifsal mishon lechaverta, af Bechor eino nifsal mishon lechaverta. So too, the Bechor, while it should, lechatchila, to fulfill the mitzvah properly, be brought in the first year of its life. But if you didn't bring it in the first year of its life, for whatever the reason, so then you still are able to bring it later on. So why are you telling me we need it from our pasuk? Why don't we learn it out from the drasha of the Acherim, that we learn it out from the hekish in the pasuk between Maiser Degoncha and Becharos Bekarcha Vitzonecha? So Mar says you need both. Itzrich. Because Sal Kedaita Chaminoch Hanimila Bechor. I might have thought that this din applies only to a Bechor, because the Lav Bar Hartzohu, a Bechor doesn't come to bring any kapara for a person. A Bechor is a din. The firstborn has to go as a karban. So therefore, it doesn't come as a ritzui, it doesn't come to bring a kapara for the person. However, I will catch him. The bnei hartzah ninu, they do come, all the other korbanos come to bring a hartzah for the person, a ritzui for the person, a kapara for the person, a lo lirtzu. I might have said that they cannot bring that kapara. So the bechor, yeah. So this pasuk that the Acherim brought down would teach me the din of the bechor, that there is no psul in the bechor. But I might have thought that's only because the bechor doesn't provide a ritzui. But other kabbalists which provide this ritzui, which provide this karpara, so then taka, if you don't bring it in the proper time, you're over balti akar, it no longer can provide the ritzui. Kamashulam, that's why we need our pasuk, b'hoya b'chor chayit, to teach us that this applies not only to bechor, but it applies to all kabbalists as well. There is no din that it becomes pasul after you're over balti akar. Mor says still, v'akase, and we go turn to Vav Amud Aleph, Midiben Azai Nafka. We could say, okay, if you don't want to learn it out from this drasha from the Acherim, what about from Ben Azai's drasha? The Tanya, what's Ben Azai's drasha? Ben Azai Omer, also, Ma Tamaloma. When the Pasuk tells us, also, Lo Yerotza, Makriv, also, Lo Yechoshiv, Lo, this is in regards to a din of Pigul. If a person has a Pigul Machshova, as Rashi says over here in the top Rashi, B'toros Kohanim, in Vayikra it says, Toni lo gabi pigol. This pasuk is found in regards to the incorrect machshava that a person has, chutz luzmano. When he shechted the carbon, he says, I'm going to eat this outside its proper zman. So, lo yiratza makru oso lo yechashev. So what does the word oso teach us in that pasuk? Oso, matam v'dom, where it says, Ben Azi tells us, lefi shenemar lo sa'acha l'shamo. Because we have the other pasuk, lo sa'acha l'shamo, shomei ani, af mi'acher nidro, Bal Yerotze, I would have said that even your neder, is included in this din of it won't be accepted for you. Talmud Lomar, also, no, also below Yerotzeh, vein ma'acher nidro below Yerotzeh. So this teaches us from this drasha over here of also by Pigel that Pigel isn't allowed to be brought. However, other korbanos, such as those that are over Balti Acher, are allowed to be brought. So why don't we use Ben Azai's drasha? Why do we need our drasha? V'hoya b'chochet. So Gemara says, Elo, you need our drasha. V'hoya b'chochet. Elo b'chochet teaches us v'lo b'ishtachochet. You're right. We learn now that Balti Acher isn't invalidated. It doesn't become possible. Only Pigel becomes possible. Lo yirotze. But Balti Acher Kabbalists are still Yerotzah, they're included. So the words B'chochet teach us a different din, V'lo B'ishtechochet, that your wife won't have a sin. What might I have thought that your wife should be involved in a sin over here? You have the sin, but not your wife. What is that talking about? So, Kedai Techamina, I might have thought, how will sin, Sviyomer of Yochanan, or Yitema of Yelozer? It was either Rav Yochanan or Rav Elazar who said, the famous din, Ein ishto shalod mesa ela imkei mevachshi mimenu mamum ve'enlo, that Rachman l'slan, a man's wife could die. Now, it means that she was included in doing this avera, whatever the avera was. If he didn't pay back his requirements, so you might have thought that the wife could be held responsible as well. Shenemar, imen l'cho l'shalim, lo mikach mishkovcho mitachtecho. In other words, this pasuk for Mishle is telling us, if you steal, and your wife is an accomplice in that stealing, you could end up losing your wife. If you don't do tshuva, so then you're going to be held accountable. And it could turn out that your wife could be taken from you. So therefore, I might have thought in Balti Acher, the same thing might apply. Emor b'hai ovon de Balti Acher, nami ishto mesa. That just like if there's a theft involved, that Rachman al-Islan, if you and your wife are accomplices in doing this thievery, that each of you could be held accountable, and the person could lose his wife. So I might have thought that if you're involved in Balti Acher, like also Rachman al-Islan, a person could lose his wife. So Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush over here, that your wife has nothing to do with this. This Balti Acher is totally yours. In other situations where your wife was involved, yeah, Taka, she could get in trouble too. She could be the one that will be punished, even though you may be the primary, but you could end up losing your wife, Rachman al-Islan. But here, there is no v'hoya b'chochet. It's only in you have the sin, and your wife is totally not involved in this situation. Now, that whole sugya of how the wife is involved somehow and you're doing something wrong is a very complicated sugya. There's a lot of interesting discussion about it, but that's in a different Gemara, and we'll save that for some other time, and we'll conclude today's share at this point. Thank you for listening.